This episode of the Dude Catholic Podcast is brought to you by Dr. Ramon's Colon Cleanse and Mouthwash. Take a bite out of whatever's in there. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with the main host, a man who is so healthy that when he drinks green tea, it is the green tea that benefits, not him.
I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are. Today, we continue our series on prayer, and the episode is called Trust. We should double team that more often. Our scripture today comes from
1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Delicious.
So let's get this show on the road. We mentioned, and if we didn't mention, we're going to mention that we are talking about prayer. And the devotions that we have are, we pray the Litany of Humility, the Litany of Trust, and the Novena to St. Joseph. We pray the litanies as novenas. We pray them for 9 days, and then we move on and we cycle them. And so hopefully by now, since we've been praying this for over 600 days, and what the Litany of Trust does, it roots out the things that prevent us from trusting God on the first half. And then the second half, we move on to actually trusting. So we ask that those things that make us believe that we have what it takes, or that we have to earn God's love, or that we have to, I don't know, prove ourselves lovable in the first place, that those things may be rooted out, including false security. So there's two extremes, you know, not trusting God or not feeling worthy, or feeling like we can do this, like we got this. You know, I can earn God's love. I can accomplish all these things through Adrian, who strengthens me, or through Ramon, who strengthens me, you know? And so that's the thing that needs to be rooted out. Whereas the second part is things that we need to be more trusting in, like God continually holding us, sustaining us, loving us, knowing that tomorrow brings a new invitation to lean on God alone.
And like it says, to have a childlike dependency on you, on God. I feel like sometimes, I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to this. Like, I feel like I'm more American, or I'm more, you know, strong than I am Catholic. And there's always a certain, like a specific section in each litany that touches me in a special way. Like, for example, like the Litany of Trust is that you will teach me to trust you. There's always that piece of asking in every novena that I feel like I'm biting on more than what I can chew on. Because to fully trust God is something that I still do not comprehend 100%. Because, yeah, I've heard stories of, you know, especially the martyrs. Look at all the stuff that happened in the Colosseum. Look at the stuff that happened in, I mean, St. Peter, since we've been talking about St. Peter a lot lately. You know, if you've been going to Mass, you know that we've been talking about St. Peter kind of a lot. And when St. Peter finally began to fully trust God and have that childlike dependency on God, on Christ, he was crucified. But he wasn't just crucified. He didn't feel worthy enough to be crucified in the, not generic way, but let's just say generic way, in the standard way. He did it a bit unorthodoxly, and he asked to be flipped over. He demanded to be flipped over, because you're not going to tell the Romans what to do. And somehow he was able to convince these jerks to flip him over upside down.
That's crazy, right? Like, yeah. Let me tell you how to kill me.
Yeah. Straight up, right?
Ow. Dude, freaking savage.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Humility and trust and all that sounds so meek and even weak.
Ooh. Ooh. This is one of my favorite slogans right here.
Yeah, right?
Like, don't confuse meekness for weakness.
That's right. And to repeat myself, that childlike dependency, it sounds so, so meek. But when you put that trust in God, you have this massive force behind you. It's just so convincing if you do it properly. I forget where I was going with this, but it was going to lead into... I'm just going to jump...
Jump in there, because otherwise, jump, you got me all fired up, man.
I'm just going to jump into this. So there goes my smooth segue into... I was on Instagram looking at this beautiful account that I started following recently. It's called Coffee with Saints.
Oh, I love that account.
Yeah, and I'm not going to bore you guys with the details. Just at least check them out. If you're not going to follow them, check them out, because there's a lot of great stuff, great content in there. And there's a recent quote by Saint Jose Maria Escriva. Ooh. And it reads, "If you have so many defects, why are you surprised to find defects in others?" Mm. And again, I forgot how to tie it in, and since I'm rookie still, forever rookie.
It's gonna be 2 years in July, man. White belt Catholicism.
Yeah,
up
but
in
you
here.
Know my humility doesn't let me, you know, move forward, because
it's true.
I wanna make you shine. It's your time to shine. Know your worth, Cain.
Okay.
Why
are you like this?
But being meek and humble of heart, as the Litany of Humility says. It connects so perfectly with the litany of trust, because we have to trust God, and it's probably the most difficult thing that I have to endure in this life. And you know, some we say it jokingly a lot too. Why are we like this? And yeah, we say it jokingly, but I don't know. At least from just speaking for myself. Sometimes I look at people and I'm like, why are you like this? Like, dude, just get it. Why do we all of us think we're so mature and so well put together, where we have everything figured out, but we're so disrespectful? And I'm not talking about being nice, man. I'm talking about being respectful. Like, I mean, there's no other way of saying it. Being respectful, because we stand for something. We represent something more than just our distorted view of who we are as a man. Because that's not being a man. Being a man is being Christ-like. Being Christ-like is being respectful. And being respectful is not the same thing as being nice. Being respectful means that you uphold people's dignity.
It's like being nice with meaning. Which yeah. Destroys nice, because nice, you don't know what nice wants. You just, I don't know, it feels disingenuous now to say nice to me. And I'm not here to beat down on nice, I'm just, I don't know, it just lost its luster, you know?
Yeah, because things are nice. We are respectful, we are Catholic, because we trust that Christ died on the cross for a much bigger purpose than just being nice to each other.
Exactly. And we're, so we are.
Yeah, we're supposed to love each other, and people call it tough love, but it's not tough love. It's just, bro, what do you do to a tree that's growing out of control? You cut some of the branches to help it grow taller, stronger,
and healthier.
Healthier, exactly. And there you go, before I interrupted you.
I like to interrupt you too, it's okay. It's okay. So yeah, it's that kind of stuff that just, that makes men greater. You know, that humility to put their trust in God, that's it. You know, that humility and that trust in God that makes people like St. Peter, people like St. Lawrence, who did something similar. St. Lawrence was one of the seven deacons of the city of Rome, very famous martyrs. And what they were doing is they were basically roasting him alive. And they just left him there on the fire, and then he just turns around cheerfully and says, "Hey guys, I think I'm pretty well done on this side. You can turn me over now. Like, can you imagine just being burnt alive? Like, some people at that point would renounce God. Not St. Lawrence. He's like, hey, guys, I don't feel anything anymore. All my nerves are burned to a crisp. I don't feel a thing. You can turn me over now. Oh, that's just crazy faith.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I bring this example up? It's because, you know, if your faith is not making you uncomfortable, you're not growing. You know, if your workout doesn't cause you to be sore, you're probably not working out hard enough. And so the same thing happens with your soul. You know, every time we go through this, there's something new, something like, what's next? You know, what do I need to scratch this time that we're, what part do I need to work out? Am I skipping leg day? No. So the prayer works out a different part of your soul, whatever part you needed. And so I noticed, like Ramon was talking about the different parts of the litany of trust that kind of affect them, depending on, well, at least for me also, depending on the day. You know, sometimes, like I remember, like the first time, I might have shared this already with you, that the one that got to me was the very last one. I was like going over and I'm like, dang, that's this harsh or this hard. But the very last one is the one that got me all choked up, that I am your beloved one. Because when I think about God, I think of him as my savior. I think of him as a bunch of things. You know, we have so many names for God. But when I think about the names that he has for me, like, beloved is one that I'm like, I don't use often. If we're not committing to this, then, man, pray it anyway, you know? Because soon enough, you're either going to stop praying it or you're going to start living it. And so here we are 605 days in. And I hope we're living it. Because I'm trying. I'm not saying living it perfectly. I'm just saying we're trying to live it to the best of our abilities as we're knuckle dragging our way into the faith, you know. Yeah. Like we're stumbling, but we're stumbling together. Oh, that's been the whole point of this podcast, is that we're stumbling, we're fumbling, we're just being God's little ones as we go running to him. Sometimes we fall flat on our face, sometimes we hurt other people on the way over. And that sucks, because that's not what we're built for. We're built to put our strength at the service of the beloved. And first, we need to accept that we are God's beloved before we can love ourselves and before we can spread out that love to other people.
When we talk about trust, a lot of the times we think about dying to ourselves and like a lot of death and mediocrity and all good things, you know. Well, let me rephrase this. All bad things must die within ourselves to stay on the right path. That's cool and sounds manly, and it is manly, but there's also another element that I feel like I fail to communicate, which is life. It's not just what dies inside of us, but what is bred inside of us when we start following through with that trust and John, the book of John, chapter 14, verse 19. I came across this and it wowed me. It was like a really good punch in the gut. And it reads, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live too." Because I live, you will live too. That's what allows those martyrs, when they're being burned alive, to flip over and say, "Bring it. I'm well done on this side, but not on this other side." Like, "Thank you, sir. May I have another one," type of thing, but times 100.
Yeah, level 1,000.
You know, not just any knuckle-dragging Ramon can be set on fire and you know, there's got to be a certain level of trust. But my faith is, and my trust is not at that level yet. And we said this from episode 0, episode 1, from the very beginning. We are in this together. And if you are at that level where you're going to be burned alive and you're going to say, you're going to trust God enough to say, "Bring it," please, please pray for us.
I will pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur. What's up?
What do you call a deer without an eye?
What?
No idea.
Okay.
You seem not so impressed. What do you call a deer without an eye and with no legs?
I don't know.
Still no idea.
That's a horrible joke.
Yeah, it is.